The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Bruce Valange. Remember on Hollywood Squares, the guy to the left of Whoopi, if that's possible? I'm listening to John Orlando on the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 389. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this episode of the PVD cast. We're going to be talking about podcasting with this episode, as I have invited a couple of guests to join me, a couple of fellow podcasters that, to be honest with you, haven't been on in a while, and I wanted to have them back on to talk about their podcasts and see what's new in their little neck of the woods, so to speak. And of course, I'm talking about guest number one being Mr. Tim Beisiegel. He is, of course, the man behind the FSF Popcast. And my other guest is none other than Mr. Jeff Dwoskin, who has two podcast projects, Classic Conversations with Jeff Dwoskin and Crossing the Streams. So we're going to talk about both of those respective podcasts, or I should say all three of those respective podcasts, and we're going to talk about the trials and tribulations of, you know, scheduling and getting guests and doing research, et cetera, et cetera. So since we have a lot to talk about, let me go ahead and get this out of the way, and then we can hear the conversation that I had with Tim and Jeff. And that thing that I got to get out of the way is, of course, a quick thanks to my great sponsor, World's Greatest Comics. They have tons of comics from every era, whether you're talking about golden, silver, bronze, and even the modern era. So they have single issues, graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, a great pool system, a friendly staff. They got all the bases covered. So what you need to do is you need to check out the store. And you could do that by going to wgcomics.com, which is their website, or you could check them out on Facebook at WG Comics. And better yet, if you're in the area, stop on by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And I'd like to once again thank all the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics for being a great sponsor and a supporter of the PVD cast. All right, with that over with, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversations with Tim Beisiegel and Jeff Dwoskin. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking all about podcasting tonight. Fellow podcasters, Tim Beisiegel, how are you?
Dandy, thanks for asking.
And Jeff Dwoskin as well joining us. Jeff, how are you?
Good, how are you? What's going on? How are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So it's summertime. You guys have done anything cool, any summer trips or anything?
I went to London and Italy.
Wow.
Yeah, my daughter was studying abroad for a semester in London. So we went to London for a couple of days and then went to Italy for 6 days or so, the Amalfi Coast. So it was pretty cool. Oh,
wow. Man, that sounded like that was a gorgeous trip.
It was. I forgot. In London, we did Abbey Road. So I got an Abbey Road picture.
Oh, nice.
I feel like very underwhelmed saying that I went to North Dakota. Jeff's over here like, I went to Italy. I went to London. I saw Abbey Road. I'm like, I went to North Dakota and saw fields. My son's working out in North Dakota right now as a summer internship. He's in the diesel program up here at Ferris State University here in Michigan, and he got offered an internship out there, and so he's been out there all summer. So we went out to visit him for a few days over the July 4th holiday, and And but yeah, that's the extent of my awesome travelingness. Not only mostly jealous about Jeff going to London.
Let's not knock North Dakota. Instead, let's do some of the top must-see places in North Dakota. Number one, the Missouri Yellowstone Confluence Interpretive Center, or MYCIC. It's historically significant. it's an army. It was a U.S. Army during the Indian Wars and the site of the Chief Sitting Bull's surrender in July of 1881. So if you're in North Dakota, definitely check that out. Or the Fort Union Trading Post National Historic Site. Of course, you know, I'll tell you anyway, home to John Jacob Astor's powerful American fur company. So if you need a fur, that's probably the best place to get it in North Dakota. So there's a lot more. I don't knock North Dakota.
John, hold on John a second. I need to pull up some really cool Wikipedia details about Abbey Road.
Well, you know what, Jeff? It actually beat me to the question I was going to ask him. What do you do in North Dakota? Like,
well, I will say this: we're in a little town called Jamestown, and about an hour, northwest of Fargo. And so, the thing that's cool about Jamestown, and I have never seen this in another town, and so this is something cool about North Dakota. So, the little town of Jamestown, I have never seen a town go full on. Just dive into fireworks like this town did. Like here in Michigan, like I, you know, we live around a lake, and so the lake has their thing, and there's another lake a couple miles away, and that lake has their thing, and this city has their thing, but it's all very controlled. Okay, so we get to North Dakota, and they're like, hey, yeah, the city's doing a big fireworks thing up on top of the hill by the dam reservoir. So we went up there, we sat at the dam. It wasn't a goddamn, just a regular dam. And sorry, couldn't help myself. It's a Beavis and Butthead joke that always sticks the landing. Anyway, so we went there and we sat down and we were watching it. But at the same time, the quality of show that the city put on was fabulous. It was really very cool. But there was also about 10 to 15 others going on around the town. People were spending some serious coin on fireworks in Jamestown, North Dakota. It was impressive, the displays. I mean, like you had this, you know, big explosive stuff over here, and then there's like boom, 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 boom everywhere across the town. It was crazy. So that was actually really very cool.
That is cool. And if you're looking for another quality show, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, you can step into this world-class interpretive center. It's along the route of Lewis and Clark. And if it's more active things you want, the Mada Hay Trail, 144-mile epic single track for hiking, biking, and horseback riding through the Badlands. So there's a lot to do in North Dakota.
Wait. Time out. I'm going to interrupt. I'm not going through anything called the Badlands. Like, that just sounds like that's not going to turn out well for me with a name like that.
Well, it was more of a problematic back in this pioneer and settler days. That was just a lot of, you know, a lot of people who looked like you, me, and Jeff did not make it through there very much alive. So it was termed the Badlands. Now it's just a cool place to drive through.
Right, because right now it's divided into two main regions. The North Unit, which is just south of Interstate 90 near Rapid City. And the South Unit, which is entirely within the Ogallala Lakota Pine Ridge Reservation. So you if you were to go there, you may experience the park by dividing the Badlands Loop Road into the North Unit, which sightseers can complete in about an hour. But to truly experience the park, stay a minimum of 2 days and go beyond the main road to enjoy this iconic destination.
Tim, I think somebody has slipped him a lot of money to plug North Dakota.
He has, well, that, or he has the absolute quietest keyboard known in human history. Because my dude is over there like, I'm talking, and he's looking down and, you know.
I'm a little insulted that you don't think that I just know this stuff.
Jeff, I have great faith that you have knowledge on a great many things. I've talked with you in depth about many things. I don't think North Dakota is one of those things.
I knew you were there, so I did a little bit light reading.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, Tim, let's start with you and let's talk about your podcasting endeavors. Let's talk about the FSF Popcast. If somebody tunes in to your show, what are they going to hear?
They're going to hear a lot of people not be able to pronounce FSF Popcast because we didn't think about that when we named the show. Anyway, so we're our whole thing is we say that we're all nerdy, no dirty. We talk with people in and around the sci-fi and pop culture worlds. We try to share laughs with our guests and talk about, you know, like if we have somebody from Star Wars on, we're not just talking to them about this Star Wars thing where they've talked that same interview 6, 7, 8 times about this character and that scene. And you can only talk about that so many times before, you know, it's no longer fun for the guest. So we try to make sure that we slide in or have an opportunity to slide in other questions and talk about the, you know, how they got to where they are, you know, what was their influences, what made them interested in being an actor, a singer, you know, whatever it may have been, because those origin stories tell us a lot about the person, because that's what I'm most interested in. I love stories. I love knowing what makes people tick and how you got to be who you are and what you are and why you are. And you know, there's enough other podcasts out there that are going to say, well, you know, in season 3 of Star Wars, Clone Wars, you did this on the screen and there was this. I mean, there's enough other people that are going to do that. I want to have a conversation where, you know, we're actually talking and they're just not relaying information that they had to do from memory from 12 other interviews.
Jeff, let's go to you. You have 2 projects. Let's talk, first of all, with Classic Conversations. Give us a little summary of that podcast, please.
Classic Conversations is a deep dive into pop nostalgia. I talk to TV and film folks and comedians on my podcast as well. And so, you know, it's just, I don't know. I hear I'm delightful. That's all I know. A delightful interviewer.
I hear Jeff is funny.
I hear a lot that Jeff has a podcast. I don't know if you're aware of that.
While I do have the URL classic-conversations.com, the reason my podcast is named jeffisfunny.com is because I was a professional stand-up comedian for decades, and that was my website. And I just, when I started my podcast, I just used the same URL and converted the website over. That's why it actually is jeffisfunny.com.
Hey, so. You know what, Jeff? I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Maybe I have in a previous appearance, but who are your favorite comedians?
My favorite comedians of all time? I love my favorite classic comedians are, I love old school Dennis Miller. I love Rodney Dangerfield. I love Steve Martin. I thought was always hilarious. On cassette, I used to listen to that. My parents influenced me, Bill Cosby. I know that doesn't age well, but still, Joan Rivers. And those are like the classics, you know.
Tim, do you have any favorite comedians? I don't, you know.
Actually, I do. There's this guy out of Detroit. His name is Jeff Dawoskin.
Yeah, that guy.
He even has a podcast. You should check it out. No, honestly, one of my favorite comedians, and actually the stuff that he did with the Blue Collar Comedy Tour is probably my least favorite, but I actually love Bill Engvall because he told a lot of family type stories. And, you know, at the same time that he was telling those stories, my boys were of the age that some of the things that happened to his family were almost identical. It's like walking in parallel with some of the stories he told. So I always liked him. But as far as classic comedians, absolutely love George Carlin. I always thought that he was always kind of like on the tip of the nose as to everything that was kind of happening. And I loved the way he was very direct about things. I loved Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy. Thought those guys were great. And that's probably for my classic and my newer people.
I forgot Rita Rudner and Wendy Liebman. Those are 2 of my faves.
Oh, Rita's a good one. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. You can listen to them both on my podcast. What? Okay.
There you go.
Well, Jeff, let's talk about the other podcasting project you have called Crossing the Streams. So can we get a quick little synopsis of that?
Oh, Crossing the Streams is just hanging out with some of my friends, and we talk about TV shows or movies that you should binge watch. And it's a live show every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. We have over 120 hours, 120 episodes on YouTube. So we've been doing it now for a long, long time. I mean, I did it because there was Tina was putting together the Indie Podfest, and to be a part of it, you had to go live, but I didn't have anything to go live. So I got the software to go live, StreamYard, and then ended up just, you know, to justify that investment and stuff like that, just started doing a show. And then I take segments of that show, and then I do bonus episodes on my podcast. I take segments from it and put a few from different shows. And so every on Thursdays, most Thursdays, it's a classic it's a Crossing the Streams bonus episode on the Classic Conversations stream.
So recently, what have you reviewed in terms of TV or movie streamings, Jeff?
That's a great question. I don't remember. I know we talked about, I can look it up for you, but say some shows that I think you should watch regardless is Mythic Quest on Apple Plus is insane. We talked about Indy 5 last time, but we don't usually talk about new stuff. Usually it's like a lot of older stuff, or, you know, cause that's, we kind of dig in occasionally. We talk about some of the newer stuff. We talked about Jury Duty. That was a good show. The Unsolved Mysteries, we cover episode by episode. Sal D'Amelio is always covering rom-coms, you know, I mean, stuff like that. So, you know, generally, Bob Phillips, who's one of the co-hosts, he loves boxing. So he does a lot of boxing. He's very passionate about that. So he does a lot of, movies or shows or documentaries on boxing. But there's a lot of really cool stuff that's what we bring on guests to have new perspectives to kind of talk about things.
Well, let's talk about what would you suggest, Jeff? Tim, what would you suggest since we're talking about suggesting TV shows or movies? What recently, some things you've seen that you go, you should check this out, folks?
Well, Mythic Quest that I just mentioned is great. But then the movie Air about Nike and the Air Jordans, amazing, amazing movie on Amazon Prime.
Agreed. If you love video games, Tesla, or Tetris rather, excuse me, the Tetris movie on Apple TV Plus is really very good. Talking about how, you know, they got the movie, they got the rights to the game Tetris and had to go into Russia to get it and all that stuff. It's kind of a crazy story. But it's a pretty cool one. I've been watching a lot on Apple TV Plus with that one and Foundation. They just came out with season 2 of that. Season 1 was phenomenal. Season 2 just started, which is loosely based off of the Isaac Asimov classics called The Foundation.
Keeping with Apple TV, I would also throw in, there's a miniseries on there called Blackbird, which is amazing.
That's actually not one of the things that's next on my list.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, and if you're a big fan of Marvel and superhero type stuff, definitely check out Marvel Studios' Secret Invasion. I love it because they just had a new episode today. I like that show a lot because it's not your basic superhero formula. It's more like a international spy thriller type movie, almost a little bit James Bondy in some areas, and it's kind of cool.
I've yet to watch that, as I will share. I not a huge Star Trek fan. I'm a very casual fan, but it was recommended to me to watch Strange New Worlds.
Amazing show.
It's really good. It hooked me by episode 2. I'm like, nope, I need to know how this finds out or how this plays out. Great take on the classic characters, and, you know, Anson Mount, I think, does a fantastic job as Pike.
Ethan Peck is a revelation as Spock.
Yes, absolutely. And Nurse Chapel, like, actually is an actual character, unlike in the original series, you know?
Yeah, the friendship between Chapel and Ortegas is amazing, and those two together are hysterical.
Mm-hmm. So I recommend that for anybody that likes a sci-fi buzz. I also am thoroughly enjoying the new season of The Righteous Gemstones. I'm a huge fan of Danny McBride. I've liked I've liked pretty much everything he's put out. So I like it, but it's more of a satirical dark comedy. It may not be everybody's cup of tea because it does deal with Danny McBride plays a Joel Osteen like character, if you will, you know, leader of a mega church. And you see just how flawed and messed up these people are behind the scenes. And I think one other thing I'll throw out there real quick, since I asked it, I decided to watch some old, I was in the mood to watch some older movies, and there was one I was told about called Vigilante from 1982, starring Robert Forster and Fred Williamson. And it's fun. I mean, it's pretty much like a Death Wish movie, you know, somebody's after Robert Forster's wife. They kill his kid, and now he's back out on the town for revenge. You know, one of those stereotypical 80s revenge movies. But it was fun. It was a fun movie to watch. So
that sounds. Oh, I got one more. The Bear.
You guys oh, that's it? The one about the restaurant, right? I think
yes.
In Philadelphia. So I'm almost halfway through season two. There's only two seasons. I think the second season just came out, or I assume the whole thing's out. But anyway, the weird thing about The Bear, it's amazing, by the way. It's a stellar show. But then I see nominated for Outstanding Comedy. I'm like, who is putting these things in categories? Let me tell you, The Bear is fantastic. It's a drama. It's, I mean, there's some funny lines in it, just like any good drama to lighten the tension. But how it was put in the comedic category, it's like, oh my God. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. It's seriously, it's kind of dark. Show. I mean, it's like great. I love it. It's some of the best acting, but and the story's great. It's just really awesome. But I thought that was funny.
What streaming service is that on, Jeff?
The Bear. I watched The Bear on Hulu.
It's an FX show, I believe. Yeah,
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, and then yeah. What We Do in the Shadows is back for a new season too.
I have never watched that yet. I keep meaning to.
Same.
And it's one of those things where it looks like the type of silly, stupid show that I would just absolutely thrive on.
Bet you would love it. It's amazing. But here's my suggestion for you: is there's a movie, and then the TV show is based on the movie. Watch the movie first.
Okay.
Okay. Because I never had access to the movie, and I watched the show, and then I went and watched the movie. And I couldn't get through the movie.
One of those type of deals.
Well, it was like, gotcha. I think the show is so much improved the concept of the movie. Had I seen it in the other order, it would have been different. But I was so used to the version of the TV. The movie just wasn't doing it for me. And so I recommend watching it first. One day I'll try again. But I recommend watching that first and then watch the movie. I don't think it's all the same characters and anything like that. It's more this the same kind of idea, vibe.
All right.
All right. Well, Tim, let's talk about something that's new for you. Not only are you a podcaster, but you're now an author. So let's talk a little bit about it. You're writing different articles for Dork Side of the Force, correct?
Yes.
And Let's talk about it. How'd you end up with this cool gig?
Well, I had kind of passed on the idea of being a writer for some time because I never thought that I should be. I always felt more comfortable talking about things, and I never really trusted the fact that I could sit down and write anything. But as I, you know, over the last couple of years, with changes in my daughter's health, my daughter has a chronic illness, a chronic health condition. I've had to work more at home, and I was looking for something that would allow me to be remote, allow me for something that I could do, you know, away from, you know, having to go to a 9-to-5 actually in a building. So I started talking to some of the people that I've interviewed. I've interviewed people who write for StarWars.com and one of the editors of StarWars.com and somebody who writes for StarTrek.com. And I was like, hey, I'm looking to do something in the freelance realm, you know, there's not a, you know, I already do freelance podcasting, but what about freelance writing? Is, you know, maybe that's something I could look into. And do you think that those skills that I have as being able to sit up and talk to people and have conversations with people, does that necessarily translate from audio to to writing, and I was given the encouragement to give it a try. So I reached out to Dork Side of the Force, did an application with them, went through the whole process, and had my fourth article published today. I write exclusively about Star Wars, and for those of you who don't know me, I am a pretty massive Star Wars fan, so this is kind of like hand in glove for me. It's pretty easy for me to write about it because I love it, and you know, it doesn't exactly feel like work because it just feels like me sitting down talking to somebody about Star Wars. But the greatest part is that you can't talk back; you just have to shut up and listen to what I'm saying. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so I've had opportunity just to write about. I think I've written 4 articles were published, and I've written a total of 6. I've got a couple into my editor right now for review. And those will be going up live in the next couple of days. So, but yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And so it's a nice addition to doing the podcasting because it's, you know, there are times when I only get to, you know, when I'm doing the interviews with people in the Star Wars world where, you know, again, I don't want to ask them the same questions over and over and over again, but there are things that I want to talk about in the Star Wars world. So this allows me to have the conversation here and talk about with this person about all these bevy of different things. But then I get to nerd out about over here about all the stuff that the other podcasts are talking about with them and boring them about. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I assume that you would agree that it's a unique challenge to go from the podcasting world to writing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For me, it is, you know, because, you know, I write like I talk, you know, so the problem with that is I also have to get rid of a lot of you realize though, as you become a writer and you start sitting down to do writing, you realize exactly how many word whiskers you have, you know, like ums and the ahs and the so and buts, you know, and how many times I start multiple sentences with the same letter, you know, with the same words and things like that. So you got to learn how to. And I'm still learning. Don't get me wrong. My editor has had to be like, hey, so maybe we try not starting 4 paragraphs in a row with the word. So things like that. But I'm learning. I'm trying to get better. And, you know, I've had some nice feedback about a couple of the articles. You know, some people have liked them. I wrote one article that I knew was going to be like a little bit of a dividing. And it certainly was. I encourage people to look into the good things about Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker. And man, I about got sent out of town with pitchforks and torches. So,
well, you might have that, Tim, but you know what? I say to heck with those folks. You keep writing, man. You keep writing whatever you feel.
Be cutting edge. Rise of Skywalker was great. The Force Awakens was original.
There you go. See? This guy gets it. Yeah, no, I just, you know, it was more of the article was, you know, like, hey, yeah, it's not the world's greatest movie, but I try to find the silver lining in a lot of things. And I think that's one of the things that podcasting has really done for me. It's helped me to find the silver lining in different movies and things that maybe I would not have enjoyed before, but I was able to find certain things about that movie that stand out and help it to stand on its own. And so now, and I'm writing about some of those things, you know, whether it's Solo or which I had issues with when it came out, or Rise of Skywalker, or whatever it may be. But you know, I'm able to write about those things and look from the, you know, the silver lining and try to find the good spots of them.
With that, I'm going to interrupt real quick just so I can get some bills paid and take care of some sponsors real quick. I want to thank once again World's Greatest Comics for their support of the show. They are your one-stop shop for all of your comic book related needs. I mean, they have it all, guys. They have single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. Tim, you'd appreciate there's some old school Kenner Star Wars action figures in the front case.
Yes, please.
Is this World's Greatest Comics located in Westerville, Ohio?
It is located in Westerville, Ohio. That is correct. As a matter of fact, Jeff, it's located more specifically at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But you can also check them out online. WGComics.com is the website. And you can follow them on Facebook. Just look for @WGComics.
I prefer just to email them directly at worldsgreatestcomics@gmail.com.
Do you want to call them at area code 614-891-3000?
They love comic books. They love to talk about comic books. And they're in an actual comic book shop. World's greatest comics.
All right. Jeff, did I see
you recently? I wanted not to one-up Tim. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't even realize how long ago it was. Like 8 years ago, I used to blog for the Huffington Post. I just wanted to share because I think you guys would appreciate my best article I ever wrote. The title was "How to Explain the Miss Piggy Kermit Breakup to Your Parents."
I want to read that now.
It was written so that the kids they could comfort their parents when Miss Piggy and Kermit broke up back in 2015. So that was a highlight of my writing career. That's
pretty solid, buddy.
I think that needs to be framed and put on the wall. Oh, wait, it was a blog. Never mind.
I know it was a blog.
Well, Jeff, recently you've had a pretty notable guest on. I want to hear about your conversation with Burt Ward. How was that?
Burt Ward is super cool. That was the second time he's been on the show. So like Tim, I had to go listen to the first show, write down everything we talked about, and then say, hey, we're not talking about any of these things. So when I don't bring up, how did you become Robin? Don't start talking about it. The cool part about Burt Ward being on my show the second time was when, just put in perspective, like the first time, which was episode 50, was to me like a big deal. Like that was to me like the first like big, to me, big, big kind of pop culture nostalgia person that I was able to land on the show. Like to me, that was like, you know, a real high point. So flash forward episode 250, he returns, but this time they called me. So I thought that was cool.
Oh, that's nice.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so that was nice. I mean, no one else is calling, but he called, so that was nice. And so I'll take what I can get. No, I love Burt Ward, and I love, you know, we talk a lot about his dog food, which in Gentle Giants, which is why he comes on these shows and does all this. But I'm a big fan. I mean, we switched our dog after the last time we talked to him and did all these things, and so, you know, we talked a lot about that, and after the show. When we stopped recording, I introduced him to my dog and stuff. So it was fun. It was cool. Batman's like one of the greatest shows ever. And I actually rewatched the movie, the Batman 66 movie, just cause I needed, you know, some more things to talk about. And so, yeah, that was fun. It was a good time. I think Tim's talked to him too.
I have. Yeah. A fun guy to talk with. He's well more than just Robin and dog food, but yeah, he had a lot of fun talking about those topics as well.
Would you say, Jeff, that he's your favorite guest you've had on the show, or one of the favorites? Let's go that way, because we all have
more. He's easy to talk to. I'll you know, I enjoy everyone. They're all my babies. But no, I enjoy talking to him. I don't have many people on the show twice, so
okay.
In fact, you know, I mean, the only people I've interviewed more than once is Jackie the Joke Man and Hal Sparks and him, I think. Oh, and Billy Van Zandt's been on a couple times, but you know, we deep dived into some of his movies. But that's it. I mean, usually, I don't know. I don't even. Sometimes I worry I wouldn't even know what to talk about for another. You know. So.
Tim, how about the favorite guest for you in the FSF podcast?
Well, I'll give you a couple, probably my three biggest, the ones that if somebody goes, hey, who could I look for on your show? I'm huge. As I mentioned, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So Sam Witwer was on our show, the voice of Darth Maul in the Star Wars Clone Wars. And that to me was that took an awful lot of Tim focusing to not fanboy on camera. With, you know, Sam sitting there and me going, hi, Sam. Yeah, I didn't do that, fortunately. I did it now, but not then, so it doesn't count. I also love the show Firefly. It was only 14 episodes long. And then, of course, I had the movie Serenity, but we got to talk with Jewel State. Absolutely love Jewel State. She's been awesome. She's been in that, Stargate Atlanta. She's got a new show called Family Law on CW right now. And then also, it's a toss-up between, I'll go Todd Stashwick from the Picard. So that's my Star Trek pick. But yeah, that's those are probably my three of my more enjoyable guests. But I have so many others. I feel like I'm not doing them justice by bringing up their names. But yeah, there's we've talked to so many different actors and voice actors and directors, and we've just had a ton of fun with those.
I'm sure Tim would agree. It's like I finally got to the point where people say, "Well, who's the most famous person you've talked to?" or all this kind of stuff. And it depends. It depends on you. I can't answer that for you because, know what I mean? I would have picked three different people from Tim's show. You know what I mean? Just because Tim's going to do what I'm going to do, which is pick the ones that are closest, to my heart for who I talk to and his passions, right? And then, I loved talking to Carol Baskin. Okay, that was a fun interview. But if someone goes, who's your most famous person? This is why I've come to the conclusion that that's now my answer. I'll be like, oh, I don't know, Ed Asner, Sharon Glass, Ed Begley Jr., D. Wallace, Robert Klein, and they'll just like. Lawson, Carol Baskin. You interviewed Carol Baskin. Oh my God. Oh my God. He interviewed Carol Baskin. I love her. She was great. That's not what I mean by it. But I mean, she was on, one infomercial that we all watched during the pandemic. Some of these people have got decades on. So I decided, my definition, and it doesn't matter if they can have whatever definition they want. We do it. I do it. They pick the shows they want to watch or listen to and all that kind of stuff. But, generally the ones I have, and it's interesting because I think if you listen to even people that Tim interviews that I interview, we don't even talk about the same things because while Tim and I are very similar and we enjoy the same things, we have very specific different things of those things that we enjoy. And so That's interesting as well. And I think that's good. I think what Tim was talking about earlier, which I think a lot of shows fall into the trap, is they just ask the same obvious questions. And to me, obvious questions means you did no research, you did nothing, you looked at their IMDb, you're just listing off stuff. You don't know how to go deep on any of the things you're talking about. And, Tim and I, if you don't mind me saying, Tim, we do more. I mean, that's why our conversations are deeper. And I think, and we get different stuff. You're always going to get the same stuff because they've done this so much. They go into if you mention one thing, they'll go down. The next 5 minutes is going to be what has been on every podcast.
Right.
You let them do it. But, I don't know if Tim does this or not, but I listen to them on podcasts before I do it. I love good pods, but don't do my research on good pods because I don't want everyone to see who I'm researching. that's the way to kind of find out, are they talkers? Are there things they want to do? You can listen to the things that other people have glossed over, and that you could tell they wanted to talk about and stuff like that. So it's both our shows, I think, are really great. So
And Jeff set a good example for me coming up as to, how to do, Jeff was a very good mentor for me coming up and saying, hey, this is how you do this. This is how you do that. And encourage me to not ask the same six questions in every interview. And so one of the things that I've heard this said to Jeff on his show, cause I'm a fan, I listen, but also, I've heard it said on my show as well. And it's like the biggest compliment in my opinion, when I hear a guest say this to a podcaster, wow, you really did your research.
Yeah.
And so when a guest says that to me, that's like the biggest pat on the back for me and my crew, is I feel like we've done the right thing. Or that, or when they're like, feel so welcomed and relaxed. And I, hear a couple of my guests say, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I've never told anybody this before. And then they go on to a story and yeah, those two things. And when I hear those on Jeff's podcast, I'm like, all right, Jeff, way to go, buddy. And then when it's on my show, I'm like, pat myself on the back. Hey, all right, guys, we did a good job.
I definitely leave those in. And when people say that, sometimes they say it after. Like, I agree. I'm with you 100%. Like, I interviewed someone recently. I mean, he's been doing interviews for the show he was on in the 70s for 50 years. And he's like, this is the best show I've ever done. And like, and I was like, you know, wow. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, this is a guy who's done 100 interviews, you know what I mean? And just in the last year, you know, but let alone probably a thousand, you know, how many since whatever, you know? And so, and so, I don't know. It doesn't take much to do research. That's why I don't understand why everyone does it. I think it's the difference between a conversation and just a Q&A, you know?
Right. Right. Agreed.
Which is like one of the reasons I shouldn't say I don't do them because I haven't really been invited to do them, but I don't try to figure out how to do press junkets. You know what I mean? The only press junket I've literally ever done is Alex Winter, which was the one from last week, right? With he's from
sure, Valentine's. Okay.
Okay, so that was a press junket. And the reason I don't like doing press junket is I don't feel like I can impress you by telling you I talked to Sylvester Stallone and you go look and it's a 5-minute interview. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like that to me, you know what I mean? I think that's great. And if I guess if you could string a bunch together into an episode, but I'm always thinking like an episode. And like, I don't think of my show as a commercial for those things. I always looked at my show as, because this is how I wanted it to be, is just my opportunity to talk to people I wanted to talk to. And if they have stuff mm-hmm. to pitch or books and stuff like that, great. And that's usually a good in, but it's usually not, you know, out of respect, yes, talk about those things. But like, generally you can do a lot more. And like, you know, if you don't get an hour with them, you can't do that. If I'm going to spend so much time, that's all I'm asking back is an hour, you know, mm-hmm. for it. But Alex Winter was my exception. I got 20 minutes with him. We had to focus on his movie, which was great. I loved it. But for him, it was different. I'm like, I could not talk to Alex Winter. You know what I mean? It was like, because Bill and Ted's one of my favorite movies. So anyway, that's just how I kind of approach my show. But
well, let's wrap up with a final question. Dream guests. Who are your dream guests?
I've always wanted to talk to and been rejected many times by Henry Winkler.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Cool. Yeah.
I think that would be my, I mean, dream guests in the realm of who I think maybe one day I could get Henry Winkler. Dream, like Spielberg or, you know, like Harrison Ford or, you know,
Good.
Those are my stretch goals. Yeah, my stretch goals.
Gotcha. Tim?
Tim's like the guy who voiced that character on Rebels.
No, I already talked to him. I'm good. No. honestly, there's a couple. If I could talk with, well, he already mentioned Harrison Ford, but I absolutely love Harrison Ford, not just for Han Solo being my favorite all-time Star Wars character, but Indiana Jones. My son's middle name is Harrison, by the way. Anyway, and Mark Hamill. Not necessarily because of Luke Skywalker, though. I want to talk to the Joker. He is my Joker from growing up. Uh-huh. You know, that's what that is. One more. Freddie Prinze Jr., that one guy from Rebels. The one guy from Rebels I haven't talked to that I really very much would like to talk to. But I couldn't give it to you right away, Jeff. I had to work my way back around it. I couldn't be like, yeah, Jeff was right. But yeah, Jeff was right.
All right, how about let's close things up talking about social media's website, upcoming episodes, whatever you guys want to talk about here in these last closing moments. Tim, let's start with you. Where can folks sure. follow you, upcoming episodes, et cetera, et cetera?
So the website for my podcast is fsfpodcast.com. There's links there to our Patreon page. There's links there to our YouTube channels, Twitter, all of our social media. But you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, the newly formed Threads, the Twitter killer, at fsfpopcast.com. And if you want to follow just me, where I post all of my groovy, super cool articles, you can follow those. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Tim Beisiegel. And we'll have the correct spelling of my atrocious last name in the notes there for you, so you don't have to try and look that up.
Oh, by the way, this is also why my podcast URL is jeffisfunny.com, is because no one can spell Dwoskin. And I guarantee you, if no one can spell Dwoskin, no one can spell the Siegel.
Nobody can. No, we violate three spelling laws, and being that it's German, at least one of those things is against the Geneva Convention.
Do not get a URL that's Tim Beziegel. Like, you get it like Tim the Dork, or Tim the Geek, or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I would never use my last name. Nobody would be able to spell that thing. I'd get zero hits every day.
For me, you can just go to Classic Conversations on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. JeffIsFunny.com will get you to the podcast as well. Big Macher on Twitter, BIGMACHER. And that's it. Jeff Dwoskin Show on Twitter and Instagram as well. So, all good? Yeah.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks, man, for sitting down and chatting with me. I appreciate both of you taking some time out of your busy schedule to do this. Thanks again.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Thank you for the invite.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Tim and Jeff, talking about their respective podcasts, as well as, you know, all the things that you do as a podcaster, all those tasks that you have to take care of for each and every episode, and you even learned a little bit about North Dakota too. So what, I mean, what can I say? It was a very well-rounded episode, but definitely check out Tim and Jeff and see what they are doing with their podcasts. And in case you maybe need information on how you can find Jeff and Tim online, maybe you didn't write it down when they mentioned it before, you can contact me and I will be happy to pass along that information to you. And so let me tell you how you can get in touch with me if you need to do so. First off, you can find me on Twitter at PVDMVP is my personal Twitter handle. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Of course, that's at PVDcast. You can even shoot me an email if you like. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. Maybe you have some folks that would be interested in the PVDcast. So tell them that there's a bunch of avenues for listening. First and foremost, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and the best way to find every single episode. It's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets. Just go to your favorite outlet or app, go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put John Orlando after it and you should find it. And if you're listening through one of those outlets or apps that allow you to leave comments and ratings, please do. You have to rate. You have to review. It drives me up the charts. And it's very important for me. And it's very important for these outlets or apps as well. So you don't have to write anything super convoluted or anything. You can just give me as many stars as you think and comment in a couple of words. So rate, review, and of course, subscribe so you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. But there's a couple of other avenues where you can hear this awesome podcast. First off, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page, I do a little Facebook broadcast. It's a simple, easy way to hear the episode for that week. And I'm even available north of the border. That's right. Kimberly, British Columbia, CROC Radio, Croc Radio, out of that wonderful, wonderful town in British Columbia. They have a great internet radio station, as I've mentioned, CROC, and they are a host of the PVDcast, and I appreciate that as well. So there you have it, four very simple ways to hear my beloved podcast. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you very much for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you
later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2023.